to Akron and be joined by Zips' new head coach, Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and I'll let you open up with a comment just for you and the transition of coming in to lead the Zips football program. Your first early impressions of what you accomplished throughout camp.
Well, you know, I think just, you know, really throughout fall camp, but really going back to when we arrived mid-December and when our team came back for classes in mid-January, I've just seen a lot of growth and a lot of progress in our program. We've developed in a lot of ways, most importantly academically, but I've seen us grow in our fundamentals and our technique and the importance that we place on practice. So I've been really excited with our team, been really proud of our guys and the way that they've worked, and I think that really carried over all the effort in the winter and the springtime through the summer, really carried through to fall camp. And you know, we had an outstanding camp. It was a really spirited, really competitive, high energy, you know, every single day. I think our players had a lot of fun. I think they enjoyed competing and kind of going through the, you know, the hard work together as a group. And you know, we came out of it feeling really positive about where we're at as a program.
Let's go to our first question for Coach Arth.
Your first question is from Bob Musson with Champaign News Gazette.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what is your team's pregame Friday routine when you go on the road? I know this is new for you there. What do you like to do? What do you try to get out of on Friday?
On Fridays, you know, we really like to get all our work done before we leave for the trip. You know, we like to have all our meetings, our walkthroughs, you know, all the things of that nature, you know, taken care of before we leave. When we leave, you know, we're traveling and, you know, we get to the hotel and we have dinner and, you know, really want to give the players some peace. You know, I think you put a lot of time and effort and energy in and, you know, that's their time, you know, now to get ready and mentally prepare for the game and to just, you know, get back and relax. I know as a former player, you know, you get to the hotel and, you're just dreading, you know, you got to go, you know, you got more meetings and you're going to be sitting in meeting rooms all night. And I never liked that as a player. I just wanted to relax and, you know, kind of enjoy that time, you know, with my teammates, because I think that's so much to the experience that a student athlete has is just, you know, that experience, that travel on the road and the time that they spend with, you know, with their teammates is so important to their, you know, to all their memories and overall experience that they have.
Coach, can I follow up? Brandon Peters is going to be the starting quarterback at Illinois. What's your thoughts on him? I assume you've seen quite a bit of him now.
Yeah, we have. You know, I think he's a good player. He's got you know, prototypical size and stature in the pocket, and I think that you know, he's capable of making all the throws. He has a strong arm. So you know, we're excited for that challenge, and you know, hopefully we can affect him a little bit, you know, get some pressure on him, you know, in some passing situations. But he's a good player that we have to be aware of, and, you know, also anticipate seeing, you know, some of the new guy, you know, the freshman young player, really dynamic player. So, you know, need to have a plan for that as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Casey Campbell with the Great Lakes Post.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Casey, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. First off, a good camp for you. And how did are you expecting a lot of things out of Alvin Davis? Do you think he could – how's he improved in camp? Do you think he could better his game?
You know what? Alvin's had a fantastic camp for us. You know, Alvin's a guy that I think we, you know, we kind of use as a, you know, as an example in our program in terms of you know, just how to approach meetings, how to approach preparation and practice. Alvin's just a really, really smart football player. He's really into the game and learning the game at a high level, and he has very high expectations for his teammates. And I think that's been the most exciting thing for us with Alvin. Obviously, we knew coming in, watching the tape, that he was a talented player, but to see how important football is to him and how smart of a football player he is has been really great for us. So we are expecting Alvin to do some great things for us this year and to have a really big season as one of the veteran players on our defensive unit.
Your next question is from Evan Meyer with the Mac Reporter Online.
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. When we spoke in Detroit at Mac Media Day, I asked you about how you might set up everything, and you were talking about maybe not only using the spread offensively, but also multiple formations on both sides of the ball. Have you been able to implement most of that during fall camp?
We have. We're really, a team that's, that's built on, each individual player in our program. And our goal is to, as coaches, is to put our players in the best positions to be successful. So if 1 week, that's a, really big, a lot of tight ends in the game and, pounding the ball and play action pass, that's great. If, another week it's, four wide receivers in the game spread out, spreading the field. I mean, that's, that's something else. And defensively we operate the same way. So, we really just want to do our job as coaches to put our players in the best positions to be successful based on, the players that we have on our roster and the type of team that we're playing against.
Tom, looking ahead, obviously, with starting the season, your Zips will have a new look pro-style offense and also multiple defense. Talk about both sides of the ball briefly.
Yeah, I think, and again, following up to the question previously, I hate to really pigeonhole us into any style. Offensively or defensively, we're very multiple, very versatile on both sides of the ball. And, I think that's, part of what makes us, makes us who we are. So, there will be times where, maybe we look like a pro-style offense, but there'll also be times where we look like we're, some, spread RPO air raid, outfit. So, we are very multiple, very versatile in what we do. And at the end of the day, again, just about putting our players in position to succeed.
Coach Arth, what is it going to mean for you to run out on the field in Champaign as the head coach of the Akron Zips?
It's exciting for me. This is an opportunity that means a lot to me. The level, being a Division I FBS head coach and first opportunity that way, but I think more so just the fact that this is my hometown. I grew up in Northeast Ohio, and the opportunity, to lead the University of Akron program is something that's really special to me. And I know what a winning football program and a successful football program can do, not only for our university, but also for our community and for Northeast Ohio. And, I have a lot of pride in that, and look forward to that challenge of giving Northeast Ohio something to be proud of.
Tom, thank you for your time. We appreciate your making part of our morning in your schedule today. Best of luck this coming Saturday at Illinois, okay?
Yeah, thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Again, Tom Arth for the Akron Zips. They will be on the field this Saturday, August 31st at noon Eastern at Illinois. Again, that game available on the Big Ten Network.